Check. Turning from France to Britain, we find ourselves in the home of Adam Smith, whose most essential doctrines have, however, been wholly repudiated by his successors of that modern school which had its origin in the teachings of Monsieur Malthus and David Ricardo. Social science, as the world is there taught by one of its most distinguished teachers, is a deductive science. Not indeed, as he continues, after the model of geometry, but after that of the highest physical sciences. It infers the law of each effect from the laws of causation upon which the effect depends. Not, however, from the law merely of one cause, as in the geometrical method, but by considering all the causes which conjointly influence the effect and compounding those laws with one another. Quote taken from John Stuart Mill. In the system of logic. Such is the theory. The practice under it consists in providing for the use of science a politico-economical man or monster on one hand, influenced by the thirst for wealth, and on the other, so entirely under the control of the sexual passion as to be at all times ready to indulge it, however greatly such indulgence may tend to prevent the growth of wealth. What, however, is this thing in the quest for which he is so assiduously engaged? What is wealth? To this question, political economy furnishes no reply, it having never yet been settled in what it is that wealth consists. Were it suggested that land constituted any part thereof, the answer would at once be made that, by reason of a great law of nature, the more of it brought into use, and the larger the quantity of labor given to its improvement, the less must be the return to human effort. The poorer must a community become, and the greater must be the tendency toward poverty and death. The law of constantly diminishing returns to labor applied to cultivation being, as Mr. Mill assures us, the most important one in the whole range of economic science. Were it next assumed that wealth might be found in development of the individual faculties, proof apparent could be furnished that not only would search in that direction be vain, but that it would result in establishment of the fact that increase in the number of teachers must be attended with diminution of quantity of wealth at the community's command. foiled thus in all his efforts, the inquirer, after having studied carefully all the books, would still be found repeating the question, what is wealth? Turning next to the being so sedulously engaged in the pursuit of an undefined something that seems to embrace so much, and that yet excludes so large a portion of the things usually regarded as wealth, he would desire to satisfy himself if the subject of political economy were really the being known as man.